generally speaking, I think the department lives up to these. I kind of viewed them here as sort of a public declaration where the department and the city and the officers would provide real clarity on the issue by adopting these shared principles.
Okay, so do you think that there's anything more that the department has to do?
There's always room for us to improve and to get better. And so these will be sort of the areas that I think, hey, I think we're good on this one, but this one we need to do a little more work on. And so that's kind of part of the process. I don't know if you know the history of how these shared principles came to be. In some of the fallout from events in Ferguson and other areas back in 14 and 15, the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police reached out to the Illinois NAACP, and they had some workshops where there was discussion about commonalities between the groups. As a matter of fact, one of those was held here and hosted by the Champaign Police Department. And there were officers from Decatur and Bloomington and Champaign and Urbana who attended this particular discussion. And out of that discussion throughout 2017 was the 10 shared principles were born. And so then one of the things that we're looking to do is we also envision a workshop later this fall. We're shooting for September so that we can get some people in a room to have some meaningful conversations and interaction about these, and to get some feedback on this is to say, hey, this is what we do well, this is what we don't do well, and how can we move forward.
One of the principles that I saw among the 10 was a commitment to the use of de-escalation techniques, noting the controversy right now over the Alaya Lewis arrest in April. Mm-hmm. Do you think the department is where it needs to be in using those sort of techniques?
I think we're at a good starting point. I think we have used some of these techniques for many years. When I attended the Police Training Institute in 1994, we were learning about verbal influencing and how to de-escalate things. We do an annual update on the concepts each year during our in-service training. We subscribe to them and we'll continue to work on them.
I'm thinking of that as I also think back to the recent city council meetings where a lot of members of the public were calling for defunding the police. The president of the local NAACP branch, Mindy Pearson, didn't use that phrase, but she did talk about reimagining the sort of work that the police department does. What's your response to calls like that?
I believe that at one extreme there's disbanding and shutting everything down and turning off the lights and walking out. And I don't think that's a very viable option. Can I see us doing other things where we take certain things off our plates that perhaps we aren't quite as good at? Jim, I see this more as maybe a continuum. I mean, it's not an all or nothing sort of proposition. And there might be areas, especially when you think about things in mental health, when someone's in crises, that we maybe aren't as trained as others. So unfortunately, we're one of the few operations that exists 24/7, 365. The tasks and the stuff that sort of get put onto police happen over time. And I think it'll take a little time to sort of peel this onion back a little bit and say, maybe this isn't a task that we're as good at. Let's see about, is there another way that the citizens are comfortable with us delivering a service?